and I believe this, are cashing in on racism. And just a quick thought, this is not dissimilar to the Reverend Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and some of the race hustlers that are out there and who have made a ton of money and become rich by extorting money. If your company or organization doesn't sign up with my Rainbow Push Coalition and cut us a check for $100,000, then we're going to sick the public on you, and we're going to expose you. It's really crazy. We'll do that. Jason Whitlock, mark down the name. He'll be coming up in our next hour. Also coming up in our next hour, Ronnie Naharro, State Director for Americans for Prosperity. Man, I tell you, what a crazy first hour it's been, and there's more just like it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Afghan government forces continue to lose key cities, bases, arms, and equipment to the Taliban.
Three more Afghan provincial capitals have fallen, along with an Army Corps base, weapons, and equipment to the Taliban, which now controls some two-thirds of the country. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby isn't saying if the U.S. has stepped up evacuations of Afghans.
We're focused on the security situation that we face now, which again we've acknowledged is deteriorating. We are certainly mindful of the advances that the Taliban have made.
A U.S. defense official says the capital, Kabul, could come under pressure within 30 days. And if things don't change, the Taliban could gain full control of the country within a few months. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Biden administration is facing both political and policy pressure over inflation. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Worried that rising energy prices will slow the nation's economic recovery, President Biden's national security advisor urged OPEC to ramp up the global oil supply. The White House also asked the Federal Trade Commission to investigate the domestic gasoline market for any anti-competitive behavior. Administration officials insist that higher prices will come down next year, but consumers are feeling the pain now, and inflation has become a talking point among the president's GOP critics. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As COVID-19 cases surge in Missouri, Republican Governor Mike Parson says the disease is hitting the unvaccinated the hardest.
The Delta variant continues to pose a serious risk to unvaccinated Missourians. COVID-19 cases and hospitalization are increasing. But the people ending up in the hospital with serious illness continue to be the unvaccinated.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 220 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A+ BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's 404. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by DeCaster Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. A Las Vegas woman has been arrested on allegations she posed as a doctor while dispensing antibiotic injections, hormone treatments, and prescription drugs from a garage converted to look like a medical office. According to reports from the Review Journal, 47-year-old Diana Hernandez was booked on felony counts of acting as a medical practitioner without a license and possession of a controlled substance with intent to sell. Police say the garage of the home had been converted into a patient examination room. A 78-year-old man has been arrested after police say he shot two women to death and critically wounded a third person in a dispute over unpaid rent. Arnaldo Sanchez faces two counts of murder and one count of attempted murder. Metro investigators suspect Sanchez was renting out the rooms to the three victims and got into an argument over it. The unpaid rent, and police say they were shot during that argument. The Evel Knievel Museum is coming to Las Vegas. Well known for local developer Jay Dapper is moving the museum from Topeka, Kansas to the Arts District to downtown Las Vegas. The museum's been open since June of 2017.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Look out, one of the right lanes is blocked. Interstate 15 southbound at Charleston. You're bumper to bumper behind that. Also very slow into the downtown area, US 95 eastbound at Rancho. And that 95 southbound off-ramp at Casino Center remains closed till September 1st. You can use Las Vegas Boulevard instead.
Gather around! And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are, well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Congress has been busy, not in a good way, in a bad way. In fact, in two straight votes, in the under cover of darkness, they agreed to spend $1.2 trillion and $3.5 trillion. And they did this in the span of just a couple of days. Many believe this is bad for America. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with Ronnie Naharro. He is the State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Nevada. And by the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. First of all, Ronnie, the speed with which Democrats rammed this thing through under cover of darkness is incredible. Did you ever think it would happen like this?
You know what? Hey, Kevin, thank you for having us. You know, it did happen incredibly fast, and it doesn't surprise me. You know, we knew going in, when you talked about the potential ramifications of a Biden presidency and all the runaway spending that we had anticipated, I mean, it's all included in this infrastructure bill. It doesn't surprise me that it moved that quickly. We knew going in that, you know, the so-called bipartisan infrastructure package was simply a down payment for the $3.5 trillion package that was then approved subsequently. So, you know, it's appalling, it's egregious, and it's another example of Washington waste that's going to put us in a very difficult position going forward when you consider just coming out of the pandemic, the already high cost of goods and services, and all we're doing now is potentially burning and saddling our economy with even more and more regulations, more red tape, more taxes, and more spending.
What is there that people can do to fight this? I know elections have consequences, but there's no mandate that the Democrats can prove. You know, they've got what, a handful of votes on us in the House. It's dead even in the Senate, plus the Vice President. So it's not like there's a mandate out there for Democrats to turn this country upside down.
You know, you're absolutely right. There is something we can do. And as of where things stand right now, both packages are heading to the House. There's already a deadline of August 23rd when the House will come back into Washington and try to, you know, get these passed on the House side before it goes back to the Senate for reconciliation, and a September 15th total deadline. So what we can do right now as constituents and as Americans is, you know, we have a campaign called End Washington Waste, where we've sent 1 million letters already to Congress. We made about 100,000 calls to elected officials all across the country, and we've hosted over 400 events, really sounding the alarm about this negative impact this is going to have. And when you have Democrats, moderate Democrats like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona already saying that a $3.5 trillion package is unworkable, there's already dissent amongst moderate Democrats, and there's already a division between progressives and moderate Democrats. So the goal here is to make it more unpopular for these moderate Democrats to have to vote on a package like this, and they need to hear from constituents in their districts and all across the country.
I know you don't live in the district and you don't follow it on an everyday basis, but I'm curious about you know, the division in the Democrat Party and how there is a great deal of consternation among the progressives that $3.5 trillion is not enough. Is that right?
That's right. And when you look at it, I mean, $3.5 trillion, just to give you an illustration of what this whole infrastructure package at price tag at $4 trillion would do, if you were to pave the whole entire United States U.S. highway system with $1 bills, you can do that a great number of times. Let me get you the exact number. You can actually do that 92 times over. Think about that. $1 bills littered around the whole United States highway system 92 times over. That's how much this $4 trillion spending package is going to cost us. It's saddling every household with more than $31,000 of debt, right? When you consider the taxes that are going to be, you know, in place for things like free community college, for things like Green New Deal legislation included into this package that, by the way, doesn't have anything to do with actually fixing roads and bridges. And that's what's egregious, is that 5% of the total expenditures in this so-called infrastructure package is really going to roads and bridges. The rest is a partisan wish list of handouts and runaway spending that progressives and Democrats alike want to cancel.
The president came out today and made a mini speech, a photo op, whatever you want to call it, in which he tried to say, you know, this is not causing inflation. You know, experts, Moody's and different people, they don't view this as threatening our economy. What do you think about the economy overall, which is fragile at best, and depending on where you live, it has not come all the way back.
Yeah, I can tell you what I'm hearing when I talk to folks in the community and your everyday Americans just like you and I that are not attached to Washington and are not in the political process. You know, what we're seeing is gasoline prices up 40% over last summer. We're seeing construction costs at an all-time high, which is making housing affordability very difficult for folks to get ahead. And we're also seeing the cost of groceries rising as well. Cost of living is going higher. The cost of goods and services are costing more. Our savings and our purchasing power is down because of the inflation. And when you add more and more taxes and more spending and more debt to an already struggling economy, it has the potential of really going off the rails. And it's surprising to me that there's a lack of accountability and you know, efforts to rein in and actually focus on that. And when you have 19 Republicans also voting in favor of the infrastructure package, it's problematic. Problematic, and it's time for all of us to really take a good look at that and start holding these legislators accountable and do all we can to make sure that we're being heard.
Again, Ronnie Najaro joining us, State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Nevada. We have the third highest unemployment, the fourth highest gas prices, one of the highest COVID-19 rates, and the worst vaccination rate over a most vulnerable population in the country. Tell me what you know about the recovery here in Nevada, and we obviously are not all the way back. Things are better, but they're not great.
Yeah, they're not great, but you know what? There's a slight optimism that things were starting to open up once again, that folks were starting to go back to work slowly but surely. You know, a wide number of Nevadans have at least one dose of the vaccination that they need, so things are moving back slowly and not as fast as we would like. Obviously, when you consider legislation like this that threatens to put more and more burdens on businesses. Let's talk about small businesses, for example. They have been closed. A lot of them have been closed for almost a year because of these shutdowns. They're just starting to get back on their feet. And now an infrastructure package like this, which, by the way, it says that a lot of these tax increases will only affect the wealthiest of Americans. But we know very well that there's 1.4 million small businesses that classify as C corporations with fewer than 200 employees that are going to be hurt by this. We can't afford to do that, not here in Nevada, not anywhere in the country. And so it's really concerning to me that a lot of the folks that are small business owners have already weathered enough. They need to be empowered to succeed in our economy, not held back by more Washington spending and more government control in the economy.
Hey, Ronnie, it's always good to visit with you. If folks want to know more about what you're up to at Americans for Prosperity, how do they go about doing it?
Absolutely. Just join us on AmericansForProsperity.org. Hit the tab Nevada. We have all kinds of events and activities going on for you to join us and learn more about what we're trying to do.
Ronnie, always good. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Have a good one.
There you go, Ronnie Najaro, State Director, Americans for Prosperity, Nevada. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. Repairsmith.com, code RADIO.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, people say I say that a lot. Sorry about that. By the way, no, I do. We all have crutches. And that's one of my crutches, and I admit it. One of the things that is interesting to me is how the Democrats, in under darkness of night, they ended up passing two huge spending bills, one for $1.2 trillion, the other one for $3.5 trillion. That's a lot of money while the people of America are asleep. And they're spending it. Newt Gingrich, pretty smart guy. This was his reaction to the infrastructure bills that have been passed. Here it is last night on Fox.
I can't understand why a single Republican senator would have voted for this. It didn't meet any of the standards they promised. It isn't paid for. It isn't restricted just to infrastructure. It does have tax increases in it. It has all sorts of left-wing proposals and projects and ideas. It massively pays off Schumer in New York City with what I think is a enormously expensive tunnel that probably is larger than about half the state's share of the infrastructure part of this, and it has no really serious reforms in it. I can't imagine how these Republicans can go home and with a straight face suggest that they voted for something that's truly bipartisan. And, of course, it's all going to get worse in the House because Pelosi's running a dictatorship and she has absolute control.
Can I tell you, he's right. But you know what? The House is here for 7 weeks, although they may be called back on August 23rd. And the Senate is still in our nation's capital. And they're still amending the all kinds of stuff. They're going to be going home. And it's going to be up. It's going to be up to us to stand up to the House and the Senate, the Democrat-led House and Senate, and tell them we're just not going to take this anymore. Simply put, it just doesn't make sense at all. It really, honestly, doesn't. By the way, the Andrew Cuomo thing keeps getting bigger and bigger. That story keeps growing. And in fact, Jim Trusty, I don't know if you know who Jim Trusty is. This is cut one, by the way. He is a former DOJ prosecutor and was on with Shannon Bream last night about what's next for Andrew Cuomo. He is not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination. Listen to this.
If you were his attorney, what would you be most worried about for your client moving forward?
Well, he's got to keep his eye on the possibility of criminal prosecution. That's obviously the most personally destructive and potentially devastating moment to get charged or convicted in criminal courts. And you've got different DAs looking at some of the allegations. You know, Shannon, I think there's two things that are worth noting about those investigations. We're probably talking about forcible touching charges, which is a one-year misdemeanor with a two-year statute of limitations. But there's two things. One is, it's going to be really interesting to see if these come to be as singular events with one-offs, one victim trying to establish a difficult case through the DA's office, or if we're going to have this kind of Bill Cosby moment where there's a critical mass and accumulation of multiple complainants within a single charging document, which is a much tougher road for Rita Glavin and Paul Fishman and the attorneys for Cuomo. Second thing I'd say real quick, keep your eyes on Melissa DeRosa. You know, she was mentioned specifically by Cuomo today. He's got to keep her loyal. She could be the equivalent of a Monica Lewinsky dress in a criminal case because she's had an insider view. She's going to know things about harassment and certainly know things about retaliation, which would be a pretty bad part of the evidence against Cuomo in any of these cases.
That's Jim Trusty, a former DOJ prosecutor with Shannon Bream last night. He's got a world of hurt ahead of him. He's got 11 women who claims he either A, sexually harassed or sexually assaulted. Some of these are misdemeanors, but a number of these allegations, if proven in a court of law, could leave him in the slammer for a year. And his problems are not over by a long shot. Want to remind you that right now is the best time if you're thinking of streaming live. Go to www.morninginnevadapac.org for the 6th annual Basque Fry. Now, I've told you a little bit about it. The Basque Fry was begun by Morning in Nevada PAC and Adam Laxalt, the former attorney general. And it is just, it's a very cool event. It's on the Corley Ranch, which is a real ranch. And I'll be honest with you, I had never been on a real ranch in my life until about 5-6 years ago. I flew up to Reno, rented a car, and went out to the ranch. And it was so much fun. Oh, like-minded people who share a vision of this country. And it's so much fun. Unfortunately, it sold out. But I'm going to tell you something. It would be worth live streaming it. So I urge you to go to www.morninginnevadapac.org And you look at the who's who. Tom Cotton, who will be on this show tomorrow, by the way. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida is going to be coming in. Rick Grenell, the former acting director of national security. Matt Schlapp,